RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottie along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. On our talking text line, covers the Saints, the NFL, all sports all involved, but most importantly, once a purple night, always a purple night. Stan Verrett. Hey, Stan, man, y'all were really good this year, and then all of a sudden,
no, you had to
like
play
everybody
car.
Else, you had got to play in the car.
Hey, man, 15 D1 guys on that roster, and they look like it. I mean, they were fantastic. We turned the ball over a lot in that game. I believe we had 6 turnovers in that game, but, man, that Carr is a very, very impressive program. I mean, they got a juggernaut going there, so congrats to Carr on winning another state championship. But, you know, we're a young team. St. Aug, we'll be back.
Stan, Coach Valdez, I had to interview him when he comes down for Louisiana Line Camp. And so he's there, and they were taking a team picture. They had about 16 offensive defensive linemen there. And he tells me 13 of the 16 are either sophomores or juniors. And none of them wore anything smaller than a triple X shirt. I'm like, okay, Coach, that sounds pretty good for the future for you. But, man, what Coach Valdez has done there, I saw him win and win big at St. James, and so I know he'll win big at St. Aug.
Yeah, it was so exciting for so many of us. It was like a all-class reunion because everybody came back. I mean, my brother lives in Lisbon, Portugal, and he came back for the game. So it was great seeing so many guys from over the years at St. Aug all come together. You know, first time since 79 that we made it to the state championship. So it was great to see the Purple Knights back on top contending for state titles again.
Yeah, before we go into the Saints, Dan, yeah, I remember that 75 team at Louis Hubre went 15-0. I want to say they beat Sal Lafouche that year. You know, we won it in 77. Then St. Aug won it in 78. They played in the Dome against Jesuit. So, yeah, that was the heyday, Otis Washington.
Man, Otis won some championships there.
So that's insane. Ooh. They got to get back to the 70s. I mean, because there was – but it seemed like – you know, I said this to some friends. The new St. Aug to me is Carr, you know, in the 21st century.
What Bryce Brown's done there,
like, that's like a college team. You know, it's like, well, whoever they play, it seems like you impress if you could lose by only 2 touchdowns instead of 3, 4, or 5. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Take the over on all the games.
Yeah, now, Stan, how impressed you are with the Saints right now? Because, you know, and how they played for Coach Kellen Moore. I mean, I look at whenever you have adversity, you're 1-8. Did you see this turnaround coming? I mean, I didn't. I said, you know, they're like the Jets and because the favorable schedule in the back end. But I didn't see them necessarily going on a winning streak. And look, a chance to finish on a 5-game winning streak. I did not see that coming. They've now won 4 in a row. But I'm impressed. That means that we got the right coach, I think, and we got the right quarterback.
I think that was the most important thing in terms of Kellen Moore. You know, when you're 2-10, you know, Bobby, it's very easy to have people questioning what you're doing, and for good reason when the losses are piling up. So the fact that he was able to keep guys positive, keep them going out every week looking to win. I heard some people concerned about draft position and everything. And, you know, I said at the time when they were 2-10, you can't worry about draft position. There's not one guy who's going to come in and turn everything around. It's much more important to start building a culture of winning. And I think that's what he's done. And the other thing is, whatever they were doing behind the scenes to get Tyler Shook ready for his opportunity, they deserve a lot of credit for that because he has gotten better and better week to week. And, you know, it's tough for any rookie in the NFL, but you can see the strides right in front of you. I mean, it's right in front of you. It's night and day from the player he was in the preseason. And I've always been a big believer that if you get head coach and quarterback figured out, you're on your way in the NFL. And so, you know, Kellen Moore has done a fantastic job in just getting players to buy into what he's doing as a first-year coach, because you got veteran players on the team who have been under different systems. You have to win them over. And then you have young guys who have to learn how to play. And so you have to balance both those things. And I think he's done a masterful job of letting the veterans lead by help, and then also helping to develop the younger guys. So the future looks really, really bright.
Now, Stan, I said this in training camp, because I remember even watching him practice against the Rams when they went out to Irvine. I go, I'm telling you, I'm watching Chase Young every day in practice. I don't see how he does not get to double-digit sacks. You might say, well, Bobby, if he's amongst the best, he should. But, no, he hasn't really achieved that. And then he misses five games. And I'm not just talking about getting to 10. I was thinking, you know, 11 or 12. And I'm looking at right now, missing five games, he's at 8.5. You know, Cam's at 9.5. He ain't playing like an old man. But that fumble recovery, and I call it a scoop and score, but a sack, steal the ball, cause fumble, and then you score a touchdown. I was like, you do that, and now we got within 13-10. I go, there's no, if you're a good team, there's no way you should lose that game. Because when you score like a pick six, you know, scoop and score, like a punt kick return, because the parity in the NFL, those are the games you have to win and then take advantage of opportunities. So when I saw that unbelievable play Chase Young made, you know what it reminded me of? Probably the greatest, most unusual play, Stan. I know you remember this. We played against the Redskins in Washington. Drew Brees throws an interception, and it was from Nicholls State. Was it Kareem Moore?
Yeah.
And then Robert Meachin just goes steal it from him and scores a touchdown. I'm like, I'm never, because if I threw a damn interception, that thing was intercepted. I never had done lucky like that happen to me ever. But I was like, whoa, I know we living right when that plays. So that's a reminder when Chase Young did that. And I always say, you can't cream the quarterback anymore. Why not use your instincts? Now, go.
Saw what he tried to do. I think he was going to swat it out. But then the way he was holding the ball, he just sort of grabbed it.
If you go for that ball, quarterback, I don't care how strong they are, you could steal it from him. And then he runs the other way. And then I'm looking at Kellen Moore's emotion. I mean, he kind of raised his hands like touchdown. He's on the even keel. You know, we didn't want him like jumping up and down, maybe doing cartwheels and all that. That's not Kellen. But, boy, Chase Young, I mean, I'm optimistic about him going forward. We rewarded him. We paid him. And I guess the question I have for you, I'm just making a statement, Stan. The question I have for you, because how they've contributed, we know Chase Young is part of the mix in the future. But like Cam Jordan and DeMario Davis, how can you not bring them back? Because you got to have a good balance. Now, I can understand maybe Kamara or Taysom Hill. But how they played, how can you? He has 140 tackles, whatever. DeMario Davis or Cam Jordan, based on production. Now, you got to work out a contract. How can you not bring them back?
Yeah, if those guys want to continue playing, I think they have earned the right to come back. But going back to that Chase Young play and how it changed that game. Think about earlier this season. If the Saints got down 13-0 on the road, it was game over earlier this season. And you know, I tweeted out yesterday that earlier this season, they got down 13-0 on the road with all the red zone problems they were having, the penalties and turning the ball over. I mean, it was the game was pretty much over. Okay. But now I never had a doubt yesterday that they were going to win the game, just because of the way they've been playing and the confidence that they've been playing with. And again, that goes back to the coaching staff. And I think that even keel was really important for Kellen Moore early on, you know, to just say, look, we just got to stick it out, do what we're doing. And it says to me that he believes in what he's doing and he's able to convey it to the players to believe in what they're doing. And he's getting buy-in from guys up and down the lineup. I mean, you hear them talk about not just him, but the way they talk about each other and their belief in each other. I mean, it's really a good thing to see, especially from a first-year coach.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Stan, one of the things you brought up, a great point about if you get the head coach right and you get the quarterback right, and we've talked about you got an edge rusher now in Chase Young. The other piece of that, you got your left tackle for the future in Kelvin Banks. Now, a lot of people aren't going to talk because he doesn't play the sexy position till he gets beat by a guy, okay? Oh, right. Who gave up the sack? It's Banks. But look at him as a rookie, and he's not getting a ton of help, okay, with a back or a tight end. He's one-on-one on a lot of obvious passing downs. And how he's winning the battle. Man, I'm so impressed with him one-on-one against most teams' best pass rusher, which is on the right side, him handling that left tackle position.
You know, the less you hear an offensive lineman's name, usually the better job he's doing, because their names usually come up either when they get a pre-snap penalty or holding penalty or when they get beat by an edge rusher. And so we haven't heard a lot from Kelvin Banks. We haven't heard his name much, and that's no news is good news when you're playing that position. And I mean, he's fantastic. That's a great building block, you know. And I know Fuaga's had some injury issues this season, but I think those two building blocks on the offensive line with McCoy at center. And I got to say the other thing about a move that the Saints made, getting Luke Fortner was a really, really important move, because you know how important Eric McCoy has been to the success of the offensive line, and Fortner has done a pretty decent job of filling in for McCoy. So, you know, they got to address guard either in the draft or through free agency, but I think three pieces of the offensive line are there for the future. And you know, another important building block. And you look at what Kellen Moore did in Philly, or what the Eagles did in Philly with him as the offensive coordinator. That offensive line was a big part of what they did. And it wasn't just tush push. It was, you know, stellar offensive line play, you know. And then you look at the effect that he's had both on Chris Olave and Juwan Johnson. You know, I mean, the Titans game plan, defensive game plan coming into this game had to be, okay, they're going to throw it to Olave. They're going to throw it to Johnson. Okay, they've got Estime in the backfield. He wasn't even with the team when the season started. You know, Kamara's gone. Kendre Miller's gone. Devin Neal's gone. So we don't have to worry about the rushing attack as much. Let's just stop Shook, Olave, and Juwan Johnson, and we can win the game. And what happened? They still both, all three of them really had really solid games. And he's done such a good job with keeping people from being able to jam Olave at the line of scrimmage. With the motion that he puts him in, there were a couple of times where he put him in motion to get him a running start, and then they were able to hit him on passes. And then a couple other times they put him in motion, created the eye candy, and then Shook was able to go other places. So we're starting to see the creativity that he brings as an offensive schemer and play caller, and to put together, I think yesterday had to be their highest scoring game of the season, with a lot of guys who weren't being counted on to deliver as playmakers. So he's taken guys who are just, you know, competent NFL players and been able to run a scheme that works, and he's taken guys that are good NFL players like Olave and Juwan Johnson and helped them have career years and developed a young quarterback who has people really, really excited about the future.
No, Tyler, Chuck, I'm telling you, he is the answer. I don't know if you want to say very similar how the Patriots, they brought along Drake May. You know, Drake May, no, look how great he is. The perception there, is he up for MVP? He didn't start right away
You're
for the
damn
Patriots.
Damn right he's up for MVP.
No, and they had they had Jacoby Brissett, and then they brought him in, I want to say the sixth game, whatever. Then we all know how they build upon that, finish strong, and then this season. But you know what makes Chuck even better? I'm telling you, we run the ball, and we get better where, because he's tall, to step up in the pocket. We were spoiled with Jahri Evans and Carl Nix and Max Unger. Look at the guards, like Drew Brees, not as tall, could step up the tackles. The one I'm disappointed in, he was a first-round draft pick, and they paid him Cesar Ruiz. I don't think Cesar Ruiz wanted to play yesterday against Jeffrey Simmons. That ankle was definitely a little more swollen. I'm just speculating there.
A little more swollen.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, because there ain't too many cats want to go against him, because you get humbled right quick. But that's why I'm still worried. And I would not even – this wouldn't bug me. Let's say, because the Houdat Nation would go crazy if we would draft, let's say, an offensive guard at like 10, 11, or 12 or something.
Yo.
The only way out – but wait, in hindsight, you can look at a crystal ball and be the next Quentin Nelson. You know that guard with the Colts who's all pro? Like, he's like Joe Thomas, yeah, of a guard who wins all the time. But, now, that's the only way you would accept, but yeah, how you know that.
You don't know that at that
right,
stage.
Right,
that's
right,
the
right
part about it.
Yeah, but
Sam,
yeah, go ahead.
I'm hoping that somehow, through some miracle, Reuben Bain from Miami falls to where the Saints are. Because if you draft him as an edge rusher and you put him on the other side of Chase Young, there's going to be some problems for opposing offenses coming into the Superdome. I mean, Bain is a game wrecker, a Khalil Mack, Michael Parsons type, and he's been great for Miami, and I'd really like to see him. But, I mean, look, they have to address guard. I think both guard positions, they have to address them. I don't know if you do it through free agency or through the draft, but, you know, to solidify the offensive line. You know, look, maybe Ruiz can step up. Maybe they can work with him and develop him. But he hasn't been playing at the same level as McCoy and Flaga.
And the thing is, Stan, we paid him. Why didn't Mickey pay him too soon? I mean, we shouldn't have paid him. Now, he's better than Trevor Penning, but what is that saying? Hello?
That's not a big stretch on that. Stan, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Always appreciate it, bud.
Hey, guys, always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Who that?
All right, Stan.
Who that? Thank you, Stan. Stan Verrett does a great job covering the Saints. Also, you can listen to him on his podcast.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.